This is KERA News. I'm Eric Austin. The Texas legislative session is over, and many bills died, including one that would have added more than $500 million in funding for the state's public schools. But a lot of lawmaking did happen on the education front, and reporters from across the state are bringing us the highlights. We start with KERA's Christina Martinez, who reports on a bill that will change who can get suspended from school.
House Bill 674 bans out-of-school suspension statewide for pre-K through second graders, except in cases involving drugs, weapons, or violence. It's now awaiting the governor's signature. Here's Dallas Democrat Eric Johnson making the case for his bill on the House floor.
Our youngest children need to be in school and need to be disciplined in a way that allows them to continue to be educated, as opposed to being in the environment that is potentially contributing to their behavior.
Some urban school districts, like Austin, have already banned the practice among its youngest students. Dallas will implement its own policy next school year. Jalen Hempel is a coordinator for AVID, the college readiness program at L.V. Stockard Middle School in Dallas. The school changed their suspension policies and added what's known as restorative practices.
We made sure that each classroom had a contract between the teacher and the students on what behaviors were expected and what the students expected of the teacher as well, so that there was a level of trust that we could all work from.
He says since then, Stockard's reduced not only the number of suspensions, but also the number of repeat kids getting suspended. With that result, proponents hope those kind of policies can also reduce suspensions among younger students. Last year, 26,000 students in Texas between 3 and 7 years old were suspended from school. Now, from the Texas Station Collaborative, Jen Rice has more on one bill that died, only to rise again as an amendment.
DeSoto Democrat Helen Giddings overcame major challenges this session before lawmakers finally passed her legislation to reform public school lunch shaming. That's when schools take a meal away from a student if the student's account balance has reached zero. Sometimes that means throwing the food out and leaving students hungry and humiliated in front of classmates. Giddings explained lunch shaming to her fellow lawmakers by reading a painful letter she received from a teacher who witnessed it firsthand.
One of my four-year-olds slid her meal tray down to the cashier in order to pay for her meal, but instead what she heard was an emphatic, "You have no money," followed by the removal of her meal tray. The student then sat at the table assigned to her class and was inconsolable.
Opponents of the bill, like Freedom Caucus member Jonathan Stickland, said it will cost schools money. The bill died in the House. But Giddings wasn't done yet. She figured there's more than one way to pay a lunch bill. She partnered with Feeding Texas to create a public crowdfunding website for donations. Ultimately, the bill did make it through the legislature last week. Giddings attached it as an amendment to a Senate bill that did make it to Governor Abbott's desk. Now students will have a grace period policy that will give students more credit or allow a negative balance on their account. Also this session, higher education fared better than many thought it would. Houston Public Media's Andrew Schneider explains.
Texas universities spent much of the legislative session under the threat of steep funding cuts. Between 2003 and 2016, tuition and fees climbed nearly 150%. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick responded at a press conference in April of last year.
People did not send us here to Austin to allow our universities to raise tuitions five times higher than their salaries.
Enter Senate Bill 19. The bill would have frozen tuition and fees at state schools for the next 4 years. With revenues down, there was a strong expectation the budget would slash state spending on higher education as well. The combined effect could have proved devastating for college finances.
I think the higher ed institutions came out much better than they had anticipated they might.
Austin Democrat Donna Howard is on the House Higher Education Committee. She's pleased that SB 19 died in the House, and she notes that in the end, the budget included a slight increase for higher ed spending.
Overall, though, we are still funding all of our higher education institutions at a lower level than previous high water marks.
And if schools are relieved, students now have even more reason to dread their next letter from the billing office. I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston with
Jen Rice in Austin
and Christina Martinez in Dallas.